It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, the stakes are high tonight here at Johnson Brock High School. This is the Class C2 District Final. And on the line, a ticket to the state basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Good evening once again, everybody. I'm Randy Catula. We bid you good evening from Johnson Brock High School, where tonight the Lady Eagles are hosting the Valentine Badgers. That's right, Valentine. 367 miles, 6.5 hours to our northwest lies Valentine, Nebraska. It's been a long day on the bus, a long day on the road for the Lady Badgers here tonight, making their way down to Johnson. Before we go any further, I have to tell you right up front that tonight's broadcast is being made possible in part by T.O. Haas in Tecumseh. No, they're not one of our regular sponsors, but what happened to Randy is one of those things that most play-by-play announcers dread most, and that is having a problem on your way to do a broadcast. That's why I always get here an hour early. Tonight, as I was coming through Tecumseh, the low tire pressure light came on. Sure enough, had a nail and a brand-new tire and a brand-new truck. Pulled into T.O. Haas, and my buddy Aaron says, I can have you out of here in under 15 minutes. Folks, he changed the tire, found the hole, patched the tire, put it back on in 12 minutes and had me back on the road. I got here in plenty of time to do the broadcast. So a big thank you to Aaron at T.O. Haas in Tecumseh for getting us here on time for tonight's broadcast. There you go, Aaron. I told you I wouldn't forget you. Here's a scoring update from out at Meade, the game being heard tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon has the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Why Not Blue Devils. After one quarter, Sacred Heart leading Why Not 11-6, the score in that one. The Irish up by 5 after one period out at Meade. That game, again, is over on KTNC, our sister station. I'd like to extend a big welcome to any of our listeners listening in out in the Valentine area. We sent our promo out there with our website, mscsports.net, and, of course, our mobile app at MSC Radio, and we trust a few people have found that. So if you're listening in out in the Valentine area, also a very special welcome to my granddaughter-in-law, Macy Hall. She's from Valentine and hopefully listening in to tonight's broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Let's move right to the starting lineup for this game. First of all, for Valentine, they'll go with Joni Cox. Cox, 5'4", and a sophomore. Aubrey Benson, a junior at 5'7". Paige Springer. Springer's just a sophomore at 5'6", but she averages 19 points per ball game. Riley Wackler is a sophomore. And Kimberly McGinney, a 5'5 senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Ian Bish and the Badgers. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, they'll go with Brooklyn Behrens, a senior. Daly Pelican, a sophomore. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a senior. Chloe Weiss, a senior. And Taryn Ottoman, a senior. Four seniors and one sophomore in the starting lineup tonight for the Lady Eagles of Johnson Brock. Looks like we're getting set here for the introduction of starting lineups and also for the playing of our national anthem by the Johnson Brock High School Band. So we're going to step aside here and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Lady Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, introducing the starting lineups now. We mentioned them earlier. A little bit on the numbers here. Johnson Brock, 24-1 coming into this one. They lost their season opener to Lincoln Christian. They won 24 games straight since. Valentine, well, on paper, their win-loss record, not that impressive. They are 8-16 on the year, but obviously playing their best basketball here at the end of the season, able to win their sub-district and make the trip here as the number 16 seed in the district playoffs. On paper, Johnson Brock 24-1, Valentine 8-16. Well, it looks like a mismatch, but we'll find out. We have to play the games here. We'll be watching Paige Springer, just a sophomore, scoring in 19.3 points per ball game. Johnson Brock led on the season by Taryn Ottoman. She's averaging 18.5 points per game. Daily Pelican, 8.5. Brooklyn Barons, 9.3. Jumping it up, Aubrey Benson against Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman controls the tip easily, tips it into backcourt to Brooklyn Barons. She'll give it off to Chloe Weiss, who brings it into the forecourt. We're underway here. Class C2 district finals. Somebody's going to the state tournament coming out of this one. Chloe Weiss has the basketball at the top of the circle, passes to the left side, comes to the near side to Brooklyn Barons, across court, Daly Pelican. Pelican holds it up for a minute, goes to Chloe Weiss, inside Ottoman, shot is up and good. Taryn Ottoman with the first 2 points, and you would expect Taryn Ottoman, with her size in there, to have a big game tonight, because the tallest player on the court right now for Valentine is 5'7". They've got some 5'4s and 5'6s. They're going to have a very difficult time, I would guess, competing with Taryn Ottoman under that basket. Ottoman got an easy two there to start the ball game. Now the Badgers with the basketball. Set it up offensively. Springer with it at the top of the key. Springer bounce pass left side. Cox with a shot off the glass. It's up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Buckmeyer come out of there with it. And it goes out of bounds off of Valentine. It'll be Johnson Brock's ball. Lady Eagles get the basketball. They're up 2-0. Opening minute of play here at Johnson Brock. C2, district final. Somebody headed to Lincoln. Here comes Chloe Weiss across the timeline. Off to Daly Pelican on the left wing. Again, feeds back to Weiss. Looking for Buckmeyer underneath. Not there. Paige Springer with the steal. Driving layup for Springer. Ball is stripped away. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it stays with Valentine. Coach Jeff Ottoman would beg to differ over there on the sideline. He saw it differently right in front of his bench, but they're going to give the ball to Valentine. Springer will inbound it in the corner. Lobs it up to the top of the key to McGinley. McGinley to the near side. Finds Benson with the ball. Stolen away. Brooklyn Barons with the steal. Left-handed driving. Lay-in up and good. Brooklyn Barons with her first 2 points. Johnson Brock has jumped out on top here 4-0 in the opening minute of play in this ballgame. On the inbound pass, the ball deflected away by Chloe Weiss and went out of bounds. Weiss touched it last. It'll stay with Valentine. Inbound the pass. Comes into Jenny Cox. Cox the point guard. Cox the ball handler across the timeline. Bounce pass baseline. Left side underneath. Jump shot up and off. No good. David Pelican has the rebound. Pelican kicks the outlet pass to down court. It comes to Chloe Weiss. Weiss pushes it to the right side. Underneath there's Ottoman. Now back to the top of the key. Pelican for three. Got it. Anthony Pelican hits a three from the top of the circle, and just like that, Johnson Brock is up 7-0. We haven't even played 2 minutes. Here's a driving layup on the baseline right side for Valentine. Trying to take it in there for the shot was Joni Cox. Going to be interesting identifying these numbers. The Valentine girls have their numeral on the back of their jerseys. Cox will be at the line, but on the front, they've got a giant V instead of seeing that number. First free throw is up and good for Joni Cox. That's the first point of the game for Valentine. That foul, incidentally, was on Daly Pelican. On Daly, her first and team foul, number one. Joni Cox at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Shot is up, and this one is off to the right. Ottoman is there for the rebound easily. Taryn Ottoman, just towering over all the players here from Valentine, is going to have a big night. I predict that. She's going to be pulling down rebounds right and left. Here's Pelican trying another three that's short. Chased down by Brooklyn Behrens on the rebound. Behrens to the top of the circle. Chloe Weiss with the dribble. Weiss works to the left side, out on the left elbow. Now goes between the rings, top of the key, across court into the corner, Buckmeyer. Looking for Ottoman, the pass deflected away and stolen. With the steal is Joni Cox. Cox wants to take it all the way down. Lost the handle on the ball to the top of the circle. Springer launches a three from the top of the key that's off no good. Brooklyn Behrens has the rebound. Right now, Johnson Brock just dominating the boards here on the rebounds. And there's a driving lay-in up and good by Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the driving lay-in, put it down. She gets fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. Chloe Weiss saw a seam, went right between defenders, took it to the glass. The foul is going to be called on Aiden Hand. Hand, a 5'7 junior, picks up her first personal, team foul number one on the Badgers. At the free throw line is Chloe Weiss. The free throw is up and good. Chloe has 3 points in the ballgame. And it's 10-1. Johnson Brock out to an early 9-point lead with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Valentine on the right side baseline goes Aubrey Benson. Ball got away off the fingertips over here in the corner of Nelson. Annalena Nelson, a freshman in the ballgame already. Annalena with the turnover in the corner gives it right back to the Eagles. Lady Eagles up 10-1. 5:07 to go first quarter. Daly Pelican feeds into Behrens. Behrens with a layup off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Valentine for the Badgers. It's Jenny Cox on the dribble. Cox goes to the corner. Here's a three from the right side. Up and off. No good by Aubrey Benson. A struggle for the rebound. Buckmeyer down on the floor diving after that loose basketball. They'll call it a held ball and the possession arrow will favor the Badgers. Valentine Badgers traveled 367 miles today to get here and play ball. There's an inbound pass taken away and stolen by Behrens. Fast break, Daly Pelican down to Chloe Weiss, driving, laying up and good. Pelican with the assist. Chloe Weiss with the basket. It's 12-1. Johnson Brock dominating here early in the ballgame. Valentine in the paint. Cox with a jump shot that's off no good. Got her own rebound up to Springer, top of the circle. Springer feeds inside. Turnaround. Bank shot up. Off no good. Whistle and a foul. We're going to send Aiden Hand to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots here for Valentine. The foul is going to go, I believe, on Buckmeyer. Yes, it is, on Brooklyn, her first. Team foul number two on the Lady Eagles. Aiden Hand at the line. Free throw is up and good. Aiden Hand hits the first one, makes it 12-2 now, a double-digit 10-point lead for Johnson Brock here early in the ballgame in this district final. Aiden Hand, second shot is up. It's good. She hit them both. So the Badgers have hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, but they have yet to hit a field goal, and they trail 12-3 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Behrens with the basketball for the Lady Eagles finds Chloe Weiss into Ottoman under the basket. Shot is up. No. Ottoman with her own rebound. Follow shot. It won't go. And now the rebound taken away by Annalena Nelson. Nelson, just the freshman, got the rebound and pulled it down for the Badgers. Spin move Springer. Top of the key. Free throw line. Bounce pass. Lower baseline right side. Off the glass shot. No. Rebound. Daly Pelican. She got fouled. Pelican had the ball and started to dribble up the floor and just got clobbered. Think they're going to get Aubrey Benson on this, and we'll wait until they put it up. A couple of substitutes. Yes, Benson called for the personal foul. A substitute into the ballgame now. Riley Wackler into the contest. Kimberly McGinley also back up off the bench. They started the game. They're back on the floor. On the left side, Chloe Weiss feeds it to Daly Pelican. Pelican, right corner, goes to Behrens, looking inside for Ottoman. Boy, they're really doubling up on Taryn Ottoman. Somebody's got to be open for a shot. Here comes Daly Pelican, driving layup in the glass, whistle foul. Daly Pelican will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be called on Riley Wackler. On Wackler, her first team foul, number three, on the Badgers. At the free throw line, Daly Pelican shooting two shots. The first one is up off the back of the rim. Bounced out of there for her. She'll have another attempt. Pelican with 3 points so far in the ballgame on a tray there early in the game. 12-3 your score. Johnson Brock up. 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and good for Daly Pelican. On the dribble, across the timeline, into the forecourt comes Joni Cox. A bounce pass goes deep into the corner, baseline right side, Nelson. Nelson has it taken away by Daly Pelican. Pelican stole the ball away from the freshman. Here's Taryn Ottoman for a long three. Bingo. Taryn Ottoman sliced that one down, and it's 16-3. Johnson Brock on top with 3:11 to go in the first quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
I want to welcome our friends from 940 AM in Valentine, KVSH, here tonight covering the game for the folks out at Valentine. They made the long road trip, and I know from experience that can be a long drive all the way across the state of Nebraska for these broadcasts. Fortunate to be at home tonight here with Johnson Brock. Here's Chloe Weiss with a steal, then she got tackled. After she came up with the basketball, the two girls got their legs tangled up. Weiss had the steal, and then the girls got tangled up. They both get up kind of slowly. The foul is going to be called on Joni Cox. Cox's first personal, team foul number four. Well, if the first 5 minutes of play are any indication, Johnson Brock is looking pretty good here tonight. They've opened up a 16-3 lead. Chloe Weiss is going to leave the game. I think she's okay. Little sister Kinley Weiss is going to check in to take her place. She's walking it off down there in the corner. Kinley Weiss with the ball out to Daly Pelican for a long three that's off the rim. Good job on the rebound there by Joni Cox. Cox at just 5'4", somehow got up and took that away from the much bigger Johnson Brock girls. There's a steal by Pelican, gets it out to Kinley Weiss. It goes to Behrens. Behrens goes up with a shot and got fouled hard. Behrens taken down hard as she went up for that lay-in. No chance at all of making the layup because of the ferocity of that foul. Wow. Foul is going to be called on Kimber McGinley. McGinley's first, team foul number five. Behrens at the line to shoot two. First one is up and off, no good. Another attempt coming for Brooklyn Behrens. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Johnson Brock has opened up a 16-3 lead here early in the ballgame. Second shot is up. It's off also. Rebound, Ottoman. Follow shot. Couldn't get the follow shot to fall. And the rebound comes down to the Badgers. Driving layup on the other end. Spranger. No. Ottoman there with the rebound. Kicks it out to Buckmeyer. Into the corner. Here comes Kinley Weiss. Kinley with a layup, and she'll be fouled. Boy, you love to see an aggressive play from a freshman like that. Kinley Weiss just lowered her shoulder and said, I'm coming at you. Took it on the baseline on the right side. She drew the foul on Riley Wackler. Wackler's second personal. At the free throw line, Kinley Weiss shooting two. The first one hits the back iron. Bounced out, wouldn't fall for the freshman. Kinley averages 2.3 points per ball game coming off the bench. Into the ball game now is Aiden Hand. Now, Aiden's been out injured, but she has a knee all wrapped up, and she's back on the floor now for the Badgers. Second free throw is up for Kinley Weiss, and the freshman put it down. There's a freshman in the scorebook in the district final of her freshman year. They always look back on that with memories. into forecourt. Now Kenley Weiss with a steal. The freshman wants to take it for the layup. The ball is blocked. It goes back to Weiss to the top of the key. Ottoman's going to try a long three. It's off the rim. Rebound Behrens. Behrens got the rebound. Flips it out to Buckmeyer. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after the basketball. And Chloe Weiss comes up with it. Weiss on the dribble to the left elbow. Buckmeyer for three from the left wing. It's off the rim. Rebound Ottoman. They undercut Ottoman down there trying to box out. And I think the foul is going to go on Kimber McGinley. McGinley is an aggressive ball player down here. She'll get called for that. It'll be her second personal. And at the free throw line for Johnson-Brock will be Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman shooting two. First one is in and out. So Johnson-Brock has made three out of eight so far from the free throw line. There's Chloe Weiss back into the lineup, replacing Brooklyn Behrens now. Taryn Ottoman ready for her second free throw. She has five so far. This one's up and good. She now has 6 points in the ballgame. And the lead is 15 early on. Valentine still without a field goal. And we only have a minute 45 left to play here. Turnaround shot on the baseline doesn't go. Traveling is going to be called on Aiden Hand. Hand has that left knee all bandaged up here. She's been out injured and missed some ball games, we're told, and just getting back into the lineup in time for the sub-districts last week. Aiden Hand averages 8.7 points a game for the Badgers. Here comes Johnson Brock. Kenley Weiss, bounce pass, tried to put it to Ottoman. The ball is deflected away. Spranger with the steal. Now reach-in foul is going to be called against Johnson Brock. Foul is going to be called on Kenley Weiss. On Kenley, her first personal, team foul number two. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Johnson. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. The Badgers with the basketball, kick it to the corner, a long three from the baseline left side that won't drop. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Weiss looks down court to little sister Kenley. Now comes to the left side instead and hands to Daly Pelican. Pelican with the ball right back to Chloe Weiss. Weiss between defenders. Springer reaches in on her. Weiss tries to go up with a shot. The ball is loose on the floor. Buckmeyer comes out with it, puts it out to Kenley Weiss. Back to Chloe Weiss. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Chloe into the corner right side down to Kenley. Kenley bounce pass to Buckmeyer. The ball is turned over. With the steal coming up with the ball is Joni Cox. Joni gets it down court. Annalena Nelson. Top of the key. Springer with a long three. It's off the glass. Kenley Weiss dives in after the ball. I love that freshman aggressiveness. Gets it out to Buckmeyer. Long down court pass. Chloe Weiss driving lay-in. Missed it. Weiss missed the layup uncontested. Got her own rebound, though. Puts it back to the top of the key. Johnson Brock still has possession. 22 seconds to play here in the first period. They're up 18-3, and they'll play for the final shot of the quarter. They reach in on Weiss. A whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Joni Cox. Cox's second personal. There's been some pretty aggressive defense here on the part of Valentine. They have already committed seven team fouls here in this quarter. At the line, shooting two shots will be Chloe Weiss. She's one out of one from the line so far. This one is just short off the front iron. Clock shows 15.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock up early, 18-3. Chloe Weiss ready to put up her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is good. Got that one down. Chloe now has 6 points in the ballgame. And the ball is taken away by... taken away, stolen, and put in by Daly Pelican. Pelican got the steal and did it all by herself. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Nelson layup off, no good. Rebound Ottoman. There's a buzzer after one quarter. Johnson Brock dominating the Badgers here. 21-3, our score after one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds us all that a colorful plate is key to balanced nutrition. Adding a variety of fruits and vegetables to our meals provides essential vitamins and minerals to keep our bodies strong and energized. Whether it's leafy greens, vibrant berries, or crunchy carrots, every color brings unique health benefits. Small changes can make a big impact on our long-term health. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock with the basketball to start this second quarter. They lead it 21-3 after one period. Taryn Ottoman with the basketball gives up to Daly Pelican around the horn off to Chloe Weiss on the right side. Weiss feeds it down deep to Buckmeyer. She's going to try a three from the corner that hits off the back of the rim and does not drop. And with the rebound is Paige Springer. Springer's going to bring the ball all the way down herself. The sophomore feeds it to Nelson in the corner right side. There's a shot off the glass up and off by Wackler. Rebound try for follow shot up and good from the baseline left side. Paige Springer. So Springer with the first field goal of the ball game for Valentine. Here was 7:18 to go in this second quarter. Ball away over on the far side from Brooklyn Barons. A good defensive effort by Paige Springer. The 5'6 sophomore, very aggressive over there on defense, ends up getting the basketball back for her Badger teammates. Here comes Valentine into forecourt. Joni Cox with the dribble to the right side. A three from the right corner. Up and good. It's Kimberly McGinley. McGinley with her first bucket. She nails a three from deep on the corner on the right side of the basket. 21-8 your score. Five straight points here to start this period for Valentine. There's a three by Buckmeyer. Doesn't go. Rebound to Cox. Joni Cox gets the outlet pass, gets it right back, and she'll bring it across the timeline to the near side. Springer, the sophomore, gets to Cox in the paint. Left side. Here comes a three from the left corner that's off. No good, but a rebound and a follow shot put back by Aubrey Benson. Benson will be fouled, and we'll put Aubrey Benson to the free throw line, where she'll be shooting two shots here for the Badgers. 6:32 to play here in the second quarter, 21-8. Johnson Brock on top. Daly Pelican picks up her second personal. First team foul of the period on Johnson Brock. First free throw is up and just off to the left for Aubrey Benson. She'll have another attempt coming here. Benson, a junior, 5'7". Not a lot of size on this team. Second shot is up and off, also no good. Rebound to Brooklyn Barons. One of the first things you noticed when they came out to warm up was the size of this team. Driving lay-in up and good for Chloe Weiss. Not a very big basketball team are the Valentine Badgers here. 5'7", 5'6", 5'4". And when you're going up against the bigger girls from Johnson Brock like Taryn Ottoman in there, it's going to be difficult under the basket. All right, it'll be Valentine's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. It gets a little bit of pressure now. They get the ball inbound to Springer. Paige Springer back to Joni Cox. Cox all the way underneath the basket. Has it stolen away by Ottoman. Ottoman kicks it out ahead to Chloe Weiss. And Chloe missed her second layup of the night. They're going to be giving her some grief over that tonight. Ball is loose. Now a whistle. And I think they're going to say the ball is going to stay with Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss has had two run-out lay-ins and has been able to get either one of them down tonight. And her team is up 23-8, so nobody's worried a whole lot about that. But here's the inbound pass to Daly Pelican, a long three. It's off the mark. The rebound taken down by Kimberly McGinley. McGinley down quickly to Springer. Springer's in the corner on the left side of the basket. A cross-court pass stolen away by Barons. Barons has it dribbled away from her. Everybody trying to get to the ball, and I think they're going to call a foul on Brooklyn Barons. Barons was trying to prevent the player from getting to the loose basketball, and Brooklyn picks up her first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. We're live tonight from Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. 23-8 the score. Johnson Brock with an early lead. Here's an inbound pass and a shot that's been off by Aiden Hand. Couldn't get it. Chloe Weiss tries to chase it down. Saves it from going out of bounds. On the sideline, she stepped on the side, so it'll stay with Valentine. Timeout on the floor with 5:42 to go in the second quarter. 23-8. Johnson Brock up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:42 to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock up 23-8. Valentine with the basketball. The Badgers into forecourt. Springer on the left wing, driving baseline. Floater, Springer off the glass, up, she got it. That was a nice move to the basket by Paige Springer. She's only a sophomore, but she averages 19.3 points per game for Valentine, and she's got four in this one. It's 23-10. The lead is down now to 13. Daly Pelican for three. It's short off the front of the rim. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll go back to Valentine. So the Badgers trying to battle their way back into this thing a little bit. They fell behind at 21-3 after one quarter, down by 18. They're back within 13 now. Springer hands it up to Joni Cox. Cox goes right back with it to Paige Springer. Springer from the top of the key, long two is off, no good. Buckmeyer's there for the rebound. Aubrey Benson chases Buckmeyer. She gets away and gets the ball up court to the left side to Daly Pelican. Chloe Weiss is going to step back and try a three. It's off the rim, but the rebound comes down to Brooklyn Behrens. Again to Weiss, under to Ottoman. Shot is up and good. If they can put the ball into Taryn Ottoman like that, it's going to be a very long night for Valentine, because Ottoman just can control underneath the basket. Another nice little floater by Springer. This one won't fall, though. Ottoman has the rebound, down to Pelican. Pelican up to the top of the key to Weiss. Chloe Weiss penetrates all the way, driving layup, block, rebound, follow shot, Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer got her own rebound, gives it to Ottoman, shot off glass, good for Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman put it down. Ottoman's in double figures. She has 10. Timeout taken, Valentine. 4:14 to play, second quarter, 27-10. Johnson Brock dominating tonight. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Quickly, an update from out at Meade. The Sacred Heart Irish leading Wynot 21-17 at halftime. That game over on KTNC tonight. Underneath the basket with the ball stolen away by Buckmeyer. She just ripped it out of the hands of Aubrey Benson. Buckmeyer outlet pass to Chloe Weiss. Here comes Johnson Brock on the attack. Into forecourt, Daly Pelican. Hands back to Behrens. Left side, Weiss. Lob pass into Buckmeyer. Top of the circle, Pelican. Now Weiss is in the paint. Again goes to Ottoman. Ottoman, a reach-in foul is going to be called, I believe, on Kimberly McGinley. McGinley, she's just 5'5", but she's a firecracker, folks. McGinley is very aggressive in there defensively. 5'5", and a senior. Picks up her third personal already here in the ballgame. McGinley will leave the ballgame. We'll see who back in replacers. Annalena Nelson. There's a three by Buckmeyer that's off the glass. No. Rebound pulled out underneath by Wackler. Stolen back by Buckmeyer up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss backs it out between the rings and will reset the offense. Weiss off to the right wing. Goes to Behrens with it. Behrens left-handed dribble in the paint. Floater up and good. Behrens with a nice move to the basket in the lane. Right over the top of the much shorter defenders there. Johnson Brock starting to really exercise that height that they have and take advantage of it here over the Badgers from Valentine. Nelson with the ball. The freshman gives it to Springer at the free throw line. Springer bounce pass inside the paint. Under the basket. Got it to Wackler. There's a shot that's up and off. No good. And Ottoman again towering above everybody. Pulls down the rebound for Johnson Brock. with the ball at the top of the circle. Goes Daley Pelican on the dribble. A cross-court pass to the far side. Gets it to Weiss. Chloe Weiss now slowly picks up her dribble. Needs help. Bounce pass to Pelican. Inside Ottoman. Cross to Buckmeyer. Shot is up and good. Ottoman with the assist. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with her first 2 points of the night. And it's now a 21-point lead for Johnson-Brock. 31-10. Springer with a floater that doesn't go. Safe from going out of bounds. Nope. Stepping on the baseline as she tried to tip that one back in there was Riley Wackler, and it'll go back to Johnson-Brock. Here's Kinley Weiss back into the lineup. Kinley in now replacing Daley Pelican. Brooklyn Buckmeyer will also set out, and in replacing Buckmeyer now is Casey Knippelmeyer, another freshman. So Casey, another freshman, seeing some playing time here in the district final. There's Weiss with the ball. Kinley Weiss off to Casey Knippelmeyer for three. Casey shot just off the rim. Rebound Chloe Weiss. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Annalena Nelson. A lot of freshmen on the floor here right now. Some very good young ball players. Good looking players. They're young. Valentine, not much in the way of seniors at all involved in their effort. Here's a shot that's up by Ottoman. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. In fact, I only see two seniors on the Valentine roster, and they have not been on the floor yet. So a very young team here for Valentine, reaching the district finals tonight all the way here at Johnson-Brock. At the free throw line now will be Taryn Ottoman. Taryn is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 10 points. She misses the first of two shots. The foul was called on Aubrey Benson. On Benson, her second personal. That's the second team foul of the quarter on the Badgers. Taryn Ottoman's second free throw is up. This one is good. She got that one down. Ottoman now 2 out of 4 from the line. And it'll be Valentine basketball trailing by 22, 32-10. Inbound pass stolen. Kinley Weiss out to Chloe Weiss on the left wing. Kinley got the steal. Now it goes off to Casey Knippelmeyer, the other freshman. A couple of freshman guards handling the ball here between Weiss and Knippelmeyer. There's Knippelmeyer. Casey feeds it down to Chloe on the right side of the bucket. Ottoman sets a pick. Chloe gives back to Ottoman. She's going to try a long three and got it. That's the thing about Taryn Ottoman. You start worrying about her underneath and she'll pull up and hit that long three on you. An inbound pass stolen by Chloe Weiss. Behrens from the corner for three. Got it. There you shoot Weiss out now. Brooklyn Behrens hits a three. Back-to-back three. Suddenly, folks, it's 38-10. A 28-point lead, and we still have a minute 10 to play in the first half of this ballgame. With the ball is Joni Cox. She has it taken away by the freshman. Kinley Weiss driving layup, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Kinley Weiss to the free throw line. Weiss reached out and stole the basketball. Then when she went down the floor, I think a bit of a frustration foul by Joni Cox after having the ball stolen from her. Joni picks up her third personal. Kinley Weiss at the line. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Misses the first one. Make that now 1 out of 3. Substitutes checking in. Let's see. Leaving the lineup. Back in is Annalena Nelson on the floor. Kinley Weiss ready for her second free throw attempt with 1 minute even to play here in the first half. Second shot is up. It is just short. But the rebound comes down to Ruby Gravatt, who just checked in. Gravatt comes up with the rebound, kicks it up top to Chloe Weiss. So Ruby Gravatt on the floor now. She's a junior. Into the corner. It goes to Gravatt on the left side. Couple of dribbles. Gravatt hands it back up to Kinley Weiss. Off to Chloe Weiss. 40 seconds to play in the half. Chloe Weiss across court. Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey, one dribble, bounce back up to Chloe. It goes to Casey again to the left elbow. Kinley Weiss is going to try a three. No good. Rebound to Behrens. Behrens puts it out to Chloe Weiss. 25 seconds. New shot clock. Shot clock is turned off. 20 seconds to play. Now Johnson-Brock can play for the final shot, leading here 38-10 with the ball. At the top of the circle, Chloe Weiss, there's a reach-in foul on Annalena Nelson. Nelson picks up her first. That's only the 14th foul, so we won't be shooting. 11.9 seconds to play in the first half. 38-10, Johnson-Brock leading big here over Valentine. Inbound to Chloe Weiss. Chloe will bring it into forecourt. They'll play for one final shot here. Chloe goes to Kinley on the right elbow. Across it comes back to Chloe. Chloe's going to launch the long three. Got it! 25-footer, a 25-foot three-point shot at the buzzer counts. Great finish for Chloe Weiss. And at the half, an unbelievable halftime score. Johnson Brock leading by 31 points. It's Johnson Brock 41 and Valentine 10. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with a halftime scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guaranteed.
Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's halftime here at Johnson Brock, and the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are on a tear. They lead it 41-10 here at halftime over the Valentine Badgers. And I tell you, folks, it's just a case of Johnson Brock's size. Valentine's got some good little ball players and some good athletes, but the key word there is little. They're 5'4", 5'6", 5'7", and they're just not able to match up with the size that Johnson Brock puts out on the floor, and hence this 41-10 halftime score. Individual scoring for Valentine, Paige Springer leads away with 4 points. Kimberly McGinley has 3. Peyton Hand with 2. And Joni Cox has a single point for their total of 10. Free throw shooting, Valentine hit 50% from the line. They made 3 out of 6. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, 2 players already in double figures. Taryn Ottoman leads away with 14 points. Chloe Weiss has 11. Brooklyn Barons with 7. Daly Pelican has 6. Brooklyn Buckmeyer has 2. And the freshman, Kinley Weiss, off the bench with 1 point for their total of 41. If there's anything that the Johnson Brock coaches could maybe talk to their girls about in the locker room is free throws. They didn't do so well there. Johnson Brock only made 6 out of 15 attempts from the free throw line, 6 of 15, but they lead it 41-10. A scoring update from out at Mead. John Nixon has this game going over on KTNC. After 3 quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Why Not Blue Devils 34-26. So the Irish trying to punch their ticket to the state tournament in that D2 district final out at Mead. 34-26, Sacred Heart up after 3 quarters over on KTNC. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off of the 3rd quarter. You're listening to Johnson Brock Lady Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzik with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're to be just above average low temperatures for this time of year and as we head into the weekend. Looks like a quiet weekend ahead with lots of sunshine expected for Saturday, with high temperatures climbing in the low 40s, and then Sunday we make a run for 60 degrees. Nice quiet weekend ahead. Average highs around this time of year, 47 degrees, and our average lows around 23 degrees. A red flag warning remains in effect, and tonight we'll see clear skies with low around 30 degrees, northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Saturday brings lots of sunshine, with a high near 44 and afternoon winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks mostly clear with the low around 26 degrees, east-southeast winds die down around 5 miles per hour. Sunday looks mostly sunny, with a high near 56, southeast winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine healthcare. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. It'll be Valentine's basketball here to start the second half. The ball goes out of bounds on the far side. Touched last by Johnson Brock. It'll come back to the Badgers. Inbound the pass to Aubrey Benson. Benson to the top of the circle. Gives it to Paige Springer. Springer bounce pass into the corner. Stolen away by Buckmeyer. Knocked out of bounds. Touching the ball last was Kimberly McGinley. Well, they pulled the radio announcer's nightmare thing here. Both teams were out and ready to go. They took the last 2 minutes off of the halftime. Normally, we have a 10-minute halftime. We only had an 8-minute halftime. Apparently, the refs want to get this thing going. Here's a driving layup at the far end, up and good. On the lay-in is Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn now with 9 points. So we barely got back as in time to start this third quarter. Badgers with the basketball. Right side is Joni Cox. Cox has it stolen away by Chloe Weiss. And then as Weiss starts up the floor, Joni reaches in from behind and gets called for the foul. That's kind of her second frustration foul, I call those of the night there, on Joni Cox. And she now has 4 personals. Joni will leave the ball game. In to replace her comes Aiden Hand. Hand, the 5'7 junior, with that knee brace, back out on the floor. All right, with the basketball now. At the top of the circle is Chloe Weiss. Kicks it over to the left wing to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer, lob pass to Ottoman. Ottoman off the glass, up and good. Buckmeyer with the assist. Karen Ottoman with the easy 2 under the basket, laid it in. On the dribble, across the top line is Paige Springer. Springer almost had it taken away by Weiss. Got the ball back to the right elbow. Goes to Aiden Hand with it. Hand can't get an open look. Behrens is there covering her. It's a man-to-man defense now by Johnson Brock. And they're going to say that Taryn Ottoman reached in and made contact. So Taryn Ottoman picks up her first personal, first team foul of the quarter now on the Johnson Brock Eagles. With the ball on the right side, Springer. They kick it back out into the corner, left side in the paint. Ball knocked away by Chloe Weiss. Fast break. Pass comes down to Weiss. Weiss with a driving layup. And got it. Chloe Weiss missed a couple of those earlier. Back in the first half, she's made a couple in a row now and kicked in a 3 there, too. She's got 13 points now in the ballgame. There's Springer. Another steal to Weiss. Kicks it out ahead. Behrens chases it down for the driving lay-in, up and good. Brooklyn Behrens has 11 in the ballgame, and it continues. It's 49-10, folks. 39-point lead here for Johnson Brock. Under the basket, tipped away. Ottoman has it. She has Behrens out ahead of her. Behrens stops, goes up with a shot. She'll get fouled, and the foul is going to be on Kimberly McGinley. McGinley picks up her 4th, so now McGinley has 4. Joni Cox has 4. Say this for the Badgers, they're small but mighty. They are aggressive on defense. They've got the fouls to show it. At the line, Brooklyn Behrens shooting 2. The first one is up and off, no good. Brooklyn now is 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Johnson Brock has only hit 6 out of 16 for the game thus far. Brooklyn does have 11 points in the ballgame. She'll have another attempt coming here. The left-handed free throw is up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with the basketball. Weiss picks up the dribble to the left side. Brooklyn Behrens inside the paint. Weiss on the right side, open look 3. Just wide of the mark. Rebound Behrens. Back to the top of the key to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer thought about the 3. She missed one of those earlier. And oh, nice pass into Ottoman. Brooklyn Behrens with the assist. Taryn Ottoman. They could do that all night if they wanted to. Ottoman put that one in. She's got 18 points now. Chloe Weiss is putting a little pressure on down here and tried to go for a steal. And Chloe got called for the personal foul. That's her first personal, team foul number 2 on the Eagles. Paige Springer with the ball, the sophomore, picked up by Weiss defensively in the man-to-man, gives it to Nelson. Nelson all the way to the basket, lost it out of bounds. Annalena Nelson got down between 2 defenders, and the ball just got away from her, went out of bounds. Turnover gives it back. Full court pressure now by the Badgers. Johnson Brock breaks it easily. They get it to Behrens. Into forecourt, Chloe Weiss. Again, Behrens holds the ball. She's going to try a three. It's just short. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Follow shot, just short. Rebound brought down into the basket by Aiden Hand, and then Hand falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Brooklyn's second personal. 13th foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. A running clock here tonight in Johnson with the score 51-10, a 41-point lead. Here's a shot blocked by Ottoman. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Fast break, Behrens. Behrens is going to hold it up and set the offense to Buckmeyer, top of the key. To the right elbow, Daly Pelican. Pelican feeds it inside underneath to Ottoman. Shot is up and good. Chloe Weiss with the assist. Ottoman's got 20. Chloe Weiss with another beautiful assist. If they wanted to go to Ottoman all night, there's no way that they're going to stop her here. I'm not sure this is a good thing for the Johnson Brock girls going into state. They're obviously going to see much stiffer competition in Lincoln next week. There's a jump shot from the right side, Springer, that's up and off, no good. Ottoman with the rebound. I can't believe in the third quarter I'm already talking about state, but it is 53-10 right now. Right side is Pelican with the ball. Skip pass across court, Chloe Weiss. Lobs into Behrens. In the paint, Behrens jump shot up and off and got it. It had to bounce around a little bit, but it went down for Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn has 13 points in the game. If everything goes the way I've got it calculated, and if they all fall into place as I expected, Johnson Brock will probably have the 9 a.m. game on Thursday morning next week. 9 o'clock in the morning, most likely. Here's another foul on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her third personal. Back into the ballgame comes Casey Knippelmeyer and Kinley Weiss into the game. Buckmeyer and Behrens will set out. Probably a smart move here on these coaches. You don't want to risk a sprained ankle or an injury of some kind going into the state tournament with your starters when you're up by 45 points. So we're going to see, I'm sure, a lot of some more frequent substitution. Here's Springer with a nice feed on the baseline. Left side, got it underneath into Aiden Hand, and Hand put it in. Aiden has 4 points in the ballgame. She was also fouled, so Hand will be at the line for the and one. Aiden Hand averages 8.7 points per game, but she's been out injured. That foul is going to be called on Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey's first. Hand's free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer comes down with the rebound into forecourt. Pelican handles the ball into traffic. Kinley Weiss off to Chloe Weiss. Open look three for Chloe. Missed the mark, but the rebound to Daly Pelican. Out to Casey Knippelmeyer. Now the ball stolen away by Springer. Springer, spin move between defenders. Shot is up, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. Paige Springer put a nice little move on the defender in order to draw that foul and got the shot up there. The foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss. Chloe's second personal. That's team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Paige Springer. She'll be shooting 2 shots for the Badgers. First one is up and good. For Paige, that's 5 points now in the ballgame. A young team here made this long trip to Johnson Brock. Mostly sophomores with some freshmen playing. One junior, I think, in there. Paige Springer, second free throw, it's on the way up, and it is in and out. The rebound to Ottoman, 55-13 is your score. Johnson Brock up by 42 with 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. In the paint, they go to Ottoman. Bounce pass underneath to Ruby Gravatt. Her shot is up and good. Ruby Gravatt comes out with a great big smile on her face as she came down with that one. Gravatt coming in off the bench, and Ruby's in the scorebook. Here come the Badgers down court to the left elbow. Here's a long three from the left wing that's off the glass, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll see who they put this one on. At the free throw line is going to be Aubrey Benson. That was a nice pass a minute ago when Ottoman just fed it to Ruby Gravatt instead of taking the shot herself. Really unselfish play there by the senior. First free throw is up and good for Aubrey Benson. That's her first point of the night. She'll have another shot coming. Second shot is up. It's good. Actually shooting 3 here. That was a 3-point foul situation. Our running clock is going to run out while she's at the line here. Aubrey Benson, third free throw is up, and this one is off. The rebound to Ruby Gravatt, and there's the buzzer. After 3 quarters, Johnson Brock up 57-15. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports
Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
And we move into fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock inbounds the ball. Daly Pelican for three. No. Rebound brought down by Behrens. Back up top it comes to Chloe Weiss. Johnson Brock with their five starters back on the floor now. On the left wing, Pelican goes into Ottoman. Ottoman look for Buckmeyer underneath the basket. Out to Behrens. Behrens, little floater, right side up. In and out. Fight for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Valentine. Here's a final for you. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls are headed to state. They beat Wynot tonight 47-36. Your final. Sacred Heart 47, Wynot 36. Congratulations to Coach Luke Santo and the Sacred Heart Irish. They're headed to state next week in Lincoln. All right. Valentine with the basketball. Turnaround shot. Cox in and out. Rebound. Behrens. Behrens partially blocked that one and then brought down the rebound. Chloe Weiss will bring it down court very slowly. We've got a running clock now with 6:54 to go in the ballgame. Lob pass into Buckmeyer. Shot is up. Got it. And she's fouled. Brooklyn Buckmeyer got the basket. She'll be at the line for the and one. Brooklyn now with 4 points in the ballgame. Here shooting one shot for the Eagles. Foul is going to be on Riley Wackler, her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Valentine. Free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. The senior has 5 points in the ballgame. And it'll be Valentine's basketball. Substitute Aubrey Benson into the lineup. Benson in now replacing Riley Wackler for the Badgers. And on the dribble across the timeline comes Paige Springer with the ball. Springer looking up top, hands it to Aiden Hand. Hand lost the handle, falls to the floor. You can see that knee's bothering her there. And she went to the floor, turned it over, and Chloe Weiss comes up with the ball. Gives up to Daly Pelican. Johnson Brock's going to use every bit of their... The shot clock is actually turned off now with this running clock, 5:50 to go. With the ball is Ottoman underneath Buckmeyer. She goes up with a shot. Had the ball blocked away. Rebound. Got her own rebound. Puts it out to Pelican for three. It's off. Rebound Ottoman. Follow shot up and good. Taryn Ottoman just having a great night. She's got 22 now. With her size just dominating under the basket. 62-15. There's a shot from the right side by Joni Cox. Blocked by Ottoman. All five of Johnson Brock starters are in the ballgame, leading 62-15. And I would expect coaches Buckmeyer and Ottoman will be going to the bench here very soon because you don't want to risk an injury to any of your starters in some pointless minutes here with 5 minutes to go in the game. Top of the circle, a long three is up that's off the rim. Buckmeyer pulls down the rebound, gets it out to Ottoman. Ottoman across court to Behrens, comes to Chloe Weiss. Weiss and Pelican come up the floor on a 2-on-4 fast break, slowing it down to Behrens in the corner. Inside Ottoman, bounce pass Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer can't get a shot. She's in trouble. Has it ripped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Valentine. Couple of subs off the bench. Back in once again comes Kinley Weiss and Ruby Gravatt also onto the floor. Rice, Weiss, and Gravatt are out there with 4:25 to go. Clock running 62-15. Johnson Brock on their way to the state basketball tournament, possibly the 9 o'clock game Thursday morning. There's Ruby Gravatt with a steal. Gravatt just took it away from the ball player on the baseline. She ripped it out of the hands of Kimber McGinley. Down court it comes. Kinley Weiss goes underneath the gravat. Back up top across court, Pelican. Around the horn, you can see the starters are trying to work the ball to these subs now to get him a shot. Buckmeyer tried to feed it to gravat, and very selfishly there, Brooklyn Buckmeyer could have easily taken that shot, and she passed up an open look to try and give the ball to Ruby Gravatt. You love seeing that. These seniors trying to reward the subs with some points here. Buckmeyer lobs into Gravatt again. Right back it comes to Buckmeyer. Top of the circle, Behrens. Inside. Now Buckmeyer's going to go ahead and take the shot. Couldn't get it. Gravatt with a rebound. Trying for the follow shot. It's blocked. And the rebound is pulled down under the basket by Riley Sexton, who's in the ballgame. Sexton, a senior, seeing some playing time here with the basketball into forecourt. Right elbow with it. That's Paige Springer. There's a long three from the left wing. Off the rim, doesn't go. That shot was put up by Kimberly McGinley. Rebound, Buckmeyer. 3:08 to go. A couple more players. Casey Knippelmeyer up off the bench. Haley Nichols up off the bench, getting ready to check in. There's a double dribble and a turnover called on Johnson Brock. So, Haley Nichols into the ballgame. Casey Knippelmeyer into the game. Big round of applause for Buckmeyer and Behrens as they go to the bench. Daley Pelican's going to leave the game. Alexis Falk into the lineup, a senior. A running clock with 2:35 to play. 62-15. If you're just checking in for a score, Johnson Brock leading big here. Kimberly McGinley to the left elbow. Beats it underneath. With the ball now is Bebout. Clara Bebout. She can't get a look at it. Nelson on the dribble. Almost had it taken away there by Knippelmeyer. Nelson gets it back into the corner left side. Dribbling in, jumps baseline left, up off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Helly Nichols. Nichols with the rebound on the outlet pass gives it up to Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss between the rings, top of the circle. Pass to Nichols on the right elbow. Into Gravatt. Ruby goes to the left wing. Here's an open look three from the left side. Good! Casey Knippelmeyer, the freshman, just hit a three here in the district final of her freshman year. She's all smiles coming back up the floor. It's 65-15. Jump shot right side up. Off. No good by Benson. Follow shot. Try for putback. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Kimberly McGinley. McGinley feeds it across court. Ball stolen away by Knippelmeyer. Dives for the loose basketball. Knippelmeyer ties up Kimberly McGinley. And Knippelmeyer just got the possession back for Johnson Brock. Another host of substitutions checking in here for the Eagles. Let's try and ID them all into the game. Here on the near side to inbound, it'll be Ayla Eggers in the lineup. Eggers checks in for Johnson Brock. Down in the corner, Emily Bowling is into the ball game. Alexis Falk is on the floor. Try and ID the rest of them for you. Johnson Brock's basketball in the corner on the right side. They want to feed it underneath the basket. Around the horn it goes. Into the paint. With the ball inside is Josie Studheit. Under the basket, there's a shot up off the glass. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And with that foul, we're going to send Alexis Falk to the line. Folks, there's only 34 seconds to go, and the clock is running. Falk's going to have to hurry and get her free throws in here before the time runs out. Alexis Falk shooting two shots. Let's see if she can get in the book. Nope, the first one hits the front of the rim off the front. She'll have another shot here. Josie Studheit, we mentioned, is in the lineup. Lauren Behrens also on the floor right now. Alexis Falk, second free throw is on the way. This one is off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Emily Bowling. Bowling clears it up top, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They can dribble this thing out. It goes out of bounds, and there is the ball game. 65-15 is your final score tonight. Valentine was held scoreless in that fourth quarter. That's your final, 65-15. Don't go away. We'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks,
social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a dominating performance tonight here by the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles as they defeat the Valentine Badgers 65-15, your final score, a 50-point margin of victory. Let's look at the numbers here. First of all, for the visiting Valentine Badgers, led tonight by Paige Springer. She had 5, 4 for Aiden Hand, 3 for Kimberly McGinley. Aubrey Benson had 2, and Joni Cox had 1. 5-4-3-2-1, the scoring for the 5 players from Valentine, their total of 15. From the free throw line, the Lady Badgers hit 6 out of 10 from the line. Now, the numbers for your Johnson-Brock Eagles. What a night for the girls. 3 players tonight in double figures. Taryn Ottoman led the way with 22 points. Chloe Weiss added 13. Brooklyn Behrens also had 13 points in the game. Daly Pelican was 6. Brooklyn Buckmeyer had 5. Casey Knippelmeyer, the freshman, got a 3 there near the end. 2 points for Ruby Gravatt coming in off the bench. And Kinley Weiss had 1 for Johnson Brock's total of 65. Free throw shooting, well, if there's anything they can work on to improve for next week's state tournament, might be free throws. They only made 7 out of 20 from the line tonight in the free throw department, 7 of 20. So the Johnson-Brock Eagles go into the state tournament next week with a record of 25-1. They should be the number one seed. That would put them at the 9 o'clock Thursday morning ball game with an opponent still to be determined. That's just my opinion. That's nothing official. But the minute we have official pairings for next week's state tournament, I will, of course, put it up on my Facebook page and on the Sunny Facebook page as well as on John Nixon's, so you can find out what's going on next week at the state tournament. As we mentioned earlier, the Sacred Heart Irish girls also headed to state. They defeated Wynot tonight. 47-36 was the final on that one. So now we have the Johnson-Brock girls and the Sacred Heart girls both going to state. Tomorrow, let's see if we can get the Johnson-Brock boys in there. Tuesday night, the Auburn boys will have a shot at it as they'll be taking on, trying to remember who they're facing, Fillmore Central, I believe that is. That's going to be a 7 o'clock game Tuesday night. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3, Auburn and Fillmore Central. More importantly, for our Johnson-Brock listeners, we'll be right back here tomorrow, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the tip-off. The Johnson-Brock Eagles hosting Blue Hill. Blue Hill coming into town here for this district final. I've got my score sheet already printed out. Let me take a peek at it. Blue Hill is 11-13 coming into tomorrow's ball game. Check that. Yes, they are 11-13. Johnson Brock, of course, at 25-1. So, what a year for basketball it's been here at Johnson Brock. Both teams now setting at 25-1 on the season. Just think, folks, they've played 52 ball games between them and they've won 50 of them. Not a bad season. Hopefully we can get another win here tomorrow. This has been a bit of an unusual circumstance for me. Do you realize, folks, I've been here in Johnson for live basketball this week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, tonight, Friday, and I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. So we'll have basketball 5 to 6 days from this Johnson Brock gym. They were teasing me earlier that I might be able to vote if I spend much more time here. So we've been having a lot of fun with our friends here at Johnson Brock. We invite you to join us tomorrow afternoon. John Nixon will be here with me for that broadcast. So we'll have fun bringing that one to you. It'll be here on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, you can count on us here at Sunny 101.3 for coverage throughout the state basketball tournament as all the area teams head into Lincoln next week and the week after for the boys. So, we want to repeat the score again. Sacred Heart over Wynot, 47-36. They're headed to state. And that's about going to wrap it up for our coverage tonight here from Johnson Brock. For Kirk Kilman, who's been our producer-engineer throughout the evening, I'm Randy Gatula. The final score, Johnson Brock 65, Valentine 15. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.